My girlfriends, however, expressed shock and horror that I would leave my boyfriend at the time to live abroad for a year. My relatives asked whether I was worried that I'd never get married. And when I attended a barbecue with my then beau, his boss took me aside to remind me that there aren't many guys like that out there. The result of these negative reactions, in Gail's view, is that many women still see ambition as a dirty word. Many have argued with me that ambition is not the problem. Women are not less ambitious than men, they insist, but more enlightened with different and more meaningful goals. I do not dismiss or dispute this argument. There is far more to life than climbing a career ladder, including raising children, seeking personal fulfillment, contributing to society, and improving the lives of others. And there are many people who are deeply committed to their jobs but do not, and should not have to, aspire to run their organizations. Leadership roles are not the only way to have profound impact. I also acknowledge that there are biological differences between men and women. I have breastfed two children and noted, at times with great disappointment, that this was simply not something my husband was equipped to do. Are there characteristics inherent in sex differences that make women more nurturing and men more assertive? Quite possibly.